Andy from Connecticut. Andy Cable, in fact, here on a Saturday morning at the midway point of the 3,100-mile race. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Utah?
What brings you down here to Queens, New York today?
Right. Visiting the race. I try to do it annually. Sometimes I make it. Sometimes I don't. This year I intentionally waited until I knew you would be back. So, you know, so I could get my 15 minutes of fame.
Well, Andy, I don't know how famous you are, but I would like to know what brings you back, why you come down here annually. It's not for fame, it's for something else.
Well, see, I didn't get a good night's sleep last night, and as I was trying to fall asleep, I was thinking about this question, knowing you would ask it, and I would have to answer it. And at about 2 in the morning, I came up with this very clever and very profound answer, and then I fell asleep, and now it's gone, so we don't know why I'm here. But it was very clever and very profound.
I'm sure. But you've been following this race for how many years?
2006 is the first time I visited the race. I had seen it maybe 2003 or 2004. You know, online I came across this race when I was first becoming interested in ultra marathons. And in 2006... I met Abachal at a event in Houston where he was doing a 48-hour and I was doing a 24-hour in the walking division. And since I met Abachal there, I came to the end of the race that year and actually did 100 laps around the block on Abachal's last day. And, you know, it was very moving to see all the lights and at the end of the race. He finished at about 10:30 at night. There were only two participants still in the race at that point, so you know everyone was around to see that. It was very moving. So I haven't had an experience like that coming back, but I'm...
Well, you identified with him and what he went through, obviously, in doing this over so many days, I suppose.
Well, it's I feel sort of like the Salieri to Mozart, if you recall that movie, in that
I do.
I'm good enough that I know how poor I am compared to the real athletes out here. I sort of hope to add to the race by visiting and also not take too much away from it, you know, by myself bringing down the you know collective consciousness to that of an ordinary person.
Well, what do you think you'll take away from it today? You've been here. How many laps do you think you've done?
I've done this. I just finished 8 laps.
Well, what would you like to take away? I mean, you're going to be here till midnight, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
I hate to go on record, but if I don't, then it might not happen. But anyway, I'm 47 this year, and 47 is a significant number, and you know, Sri Chinmoy's like his past, basically he came up with the 47-mile race. It would be interesting for me to attempt to do 47 miles today. That would be 86 laps. So now that I've put it on record, I feel obligated.
You're kind of caught. Now, Andy, you said a minute ago before we started recording that you're only running 25 miles a week. 100 miles a month. That's a big jump for your mileage for the week, I would guess.
Well, it's for the past 3 months or so, I've been getting at least 100 miles a month, but getting it however it comes, so not necessarily 25 miles a week. I've been all over the place. I'm very inconsistent.
But you were inspired to do your 47 miles, 80-something laps here today.
For three reasons. So one is the selfish reason, all about me. Let's not pretend that doesn't exist. The second is to give a little shout out to Sri Chinmoy with the 47. That's a significant number. And the third is 86 laps happens to be just a tiny bit more than 47 miles. So it's it'll be easy to do. Like, I won't need to do an extra half lap or three-quarters lap just to round off the mileage.
Okay, well, now you have been following the race, as you said, for 27 days from afar. Each of them is really, really different. And I'm wondering what attracts you, what kind of interests you specifically about this year's race and the participants?
Well, there were 12 starters. I've come here often enough that 9 of the starters would recognize me. They perhaps would have forgotten who I am. But it's very encouraging to be able to come here and, you know, have these world-class multi-day runners know who I am. So I'm sort of, that's why it's partially about me. I'm trying to, you know, there's a mix in between me getting and receiving from coming to the race. And the other reason I have to come is because it's very harsh to only see the daily numbers that a person puts up. And from a distance, you see, okay, somebody did, you know, 43 miles that day. And you have to wonder, okay, well, is it just some short-term problem? Is it some long-term issue that they're doomed to not be able to finish the race? And, you know, it's, you don't experience enough of the race just by reading and listening to your wonderful blog and looking at the numbers from each day's results. So you have to come down and see for yourself.
Well, you've been here for about an hour. How would you describe just being here now on Saturday morning?
Right. Well, I'm still a bit tired because I tried to get to bed early last night and laid in bed and didn't fall asleep. And now I'm here and I'm feeling already a bit tired today. So that's a bit... I'm a bit nervous feeling so tired so early in the day. I'm not physically tired. I'm just mentally tired.
Here comes the race leader, by the way. Look at his face.
Well, I think this the fastest runner at the moment, but the second place in the race.
Sarvagata, yeah.
Because Greyhawk coming up here is in the lead in terms of miles at the moment. But yes, they're both, it's amazing to just see them go by, knowing that perhaps I could, you know, go along with them for several hours and then I would be done. It's sort of like if you watch the Tour de France, you see the idiots running alongside the bikes as they climb up the hill. And I somewhat feel in that capacity at this race where I come to visit, that it's sort of like a, I'm just trying to catch on to my 15 minutes of fame somehow. I'm contemplating whether or not it's, you know, good or bad to visit the race, being an ordinary, you know, barely athletic compared to the people here who, you know, they can give up 7 weeks of their life and essentially they need to do 60 miles every 18 hours. That's the cutoff pace of a typical 100-mile race that has a 30-hour cutoff. And if people who have ever done a 100-mile race know how they feel towards the second half of the race, and to come back day and day and day to maintain this pace is that's the thing that I can't comprehend. I mean, I understand people do it, but I just don't understand all the dimensions of how they do it.
Andy, thank you.
Thank you.